Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And I say not, I don't say radio show anymore because we are also on YouTube. Our shows are not only here online, all voice, but we also have our YouTube channel, the Lizzie T Show, where we are videotaping you, whether you are here in Canada, at our studio, or we are doing a live stream, or we're doing a YouTube channel connection. So it's so excited, everyone, to be here. This is one of the last 2 weeks of 2019. My goodness, oh, time is just flying by so quickly, and I am so honored to spend the last days of 2019 with you, with my amazing audience. I have 54 countries that have are listening to us or watching us all over the world. So thank you guys, thank you. I need to applaud you, because without your help, without your contribution, without your comments on social, this show could not be possible. If you are, by the way, everyone, tune in today. It is Monday, December the 23rd, regular time, 7:30, and we're here live with an amazing person. The numbers, the callers, by the way, are open. The number to call us in if you would like to interact with us is 845-277-9288. Let me say that again a little slower. 845-277-9288 is the number for you to be able to call us in and interact, whether you have a question, a comment, or whether you would like to contribute within regards to what we're going to be talking about. If you've seen the ads on our social, we have an amazing lady with us today, and I'm so honored and excited because I've been reading her bio, and my goodness, you guys are in for a treat. But before I bring her on, I would like to thank everyone, as I said earlier, but in particular, my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgemahan, for sponsoring the show. If you are looking how to invest in your retirement or even your kids' education, how to get that financial advice or even financial help for your first home, contact Natasha Bridgemahan. Also, we're being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. Nature Nova, it is a nature program, whether you are have school, a private school, a daycare, whether you have a summer or March break programs, please contact naturenova.ca. And right after our interview, everyone, do not forget that we have our musical section. We have a variety of songs that have been sent to us via our email, show@lizzyt.com. And we are supportive of your craft. So if you are a musician, a singer-songwriter, and you would like to have that little bit of extra exposure for your song, do not hesitate to send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. The email again is show@lizzyt.com. Send us your MP3, and the song should be, about 4 minutes or so. And one of the things that we do stress is not profanity. We love gospel. We love rap. We love all the, a huge variety. We have a huge variety, believe it or not. And one of the things that we do not play here is songs that have profanity. This is a family show, and we want to make sure that we can continue to keep it clean, to keep it that way. Today, again, it is, believe it or not, it is not that cold here. We have +8 here in Toronto, Canada, and I had the opportunity to go for my regular jogs and walk that I do every day, and it was so pleasant today to be able to jog and run when the weather is not on the minus, and when we have not huge amounts of snow, or it's a lot difficult to run and to jog when you are, thinking that you're going to fall and have an accident. So today was a lot more comfortable. It's still on the colder side, but able to feel that you're working out and you're sweating and you're doing, greatest thing for your health, for your body. I believe that is very, very important, not only to eat right, not only to see what your intake is, but I believe that a physical activity, even if it's 20 minutes every day or every other day, it is phenomenal for your health. Okay, so I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of, and I do not want to waste a lot of time. I have with us an amazing lady that I have been dying to speak with her for a little while since I've heard that she was coming on the show. So I will be right back with our international author and a dental manufacturer, my goodness, Lidi. Lavasli, and I think that's how you pronounce her last name, but I'll be right back. Hang in there, everyone, and check out our social so you can interact with us.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now.
So we have today, everyone, Lidi, and Lidi is, as I mentioned earlier, a author and a dental manufacturer. She made ceramics, porcelain crowns, bridges, implants, and partial dentures, full dentures, veneer, and you name it, orthotics. The list goes on, and all kinds of dental apparatus. What can physicians do without a drug manufacturing company? A dentist cannot do anything without dental lab technicians. Otherwise, Lidi has set up manage her own dental office, which allow her to better understand how dental insurance companies and dental offices articulate each other. Lidi has behind her more than 30 years of experience. That's a lot of experience, and I can't believe that. She looks so amazing for her 30 years of experience and spread over 3 continents in the island, thanks to her African culture, which is based on oral transition, Lily managed to talk about such important topic as a root canal treatment, implants, Alzheimer's disease. I'm very interested. I'm dealing with a father right now, which is dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia in forms of little story without medical jargon, allowing us to feel related. Whether or not you have root canal treatment, implants, or dental extractions, if your teeth fall and chewing loss leads to memory loss. When I read that, everyone, I was so shocked, and it makes so much sense. What about root canals? They will help you to understand what exactly they are and what is their consequences that they may have in your life. Unbelievable. I was doing a little bit of research on my own, and I have never, ever even connected those things together, and makes a lot of sense. So let's welcome Lydie with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause to the show right now. Hello, hello, Lydie, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening? And I assume it's afternoon for you.
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me here. It's really my pleasure and a great honor to be here today. And I also want to say hello to all your listeners. Thank you so much for listening.
My pleasure, Lydie, and the honor is all ours. You have done so much throughout your career, Lydie. You have accomplished so many things. I've been reading your biography and seeing your YouTube channel and seeing everything that you've done. It is very, very impressive, and you deserve another round of applause because you have also won and been nominated for another award. So that you keep going. It's incredible. One of the things that I love to find out about Lydie is how did you get interested in this part of health? Why dental manufacturer? What triggered?
Well, you know, I grew up, as I said, in Africa, and one of my older sisters was a dentist. And basically, I wanted to be a physician or a judge. I mean, they have nothing in common. And I mean, being a judge or a physician. However, my sister, she said, well, why don't you learn how to make teeth? I said, oh. Well, and that was the beginning. So my family, my siblings, I say my siblings because my dad passed away when I was 11, you know, I was in fifth grade. So my siblings sent me to France, you know, in a dental school. And that was the beginning of my journey. And especially they sent me in France to learn how to make teeth so I can come back and make teeth for my grandmother, because she had only two teeth left on her upper jaw, and she liked to eat crunchy roast peanuts. So she couldn't eat them, you see. So I went to France to learn how to make crowns, bridges, implants, dentures, and everything in dental. Yeah, this is where the inspiration came from.
That is awesome. So basically, your aunt and your grandmother, your father inspired you. How old were you when this started?
So back then, I was 20. You know, I was in med school in Africa. I was 21 when everything started. And then after 2 years, so 23, I left. My sister, she said, you know what, it will be much better, it will be useful if you learn how to make teeth instead of being a physician. And I dropped from med school in Africa and I went to France. Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty young for you to know what to do and to follow your sister's advice, because it's definitely, especially here in Canada, I'm not sure of the States, but especially here in Canada, is an industry that has been exploited. And anybody who has any prosthetic or to have any implants or bridges or anything like that, we're talking, if the insurance cover doesn't cover, it's a fortune. My two front teeth and most of people, we're talking about $1,700 for each tooth. And if it's porcelain, I mean, my goodness, it goes higher. So what gives you the idea? Now, let's talk about your business. You have, you're a dental manufacturer, but you came up with something very, very amazing. If you're watching right now, by the way, guys, on our social, and if you're watching through listening right now, you see on Blog Talk Radio, there's pictures of testimonials and people before and after. And it's, how did you came up with this concept?
So basically, my sister, she told me, you know what, you have to keep one thing in mind. She said, when you look at a dentist without a dental technician, is nothing. And she said, the boss is a dental technician. And she said, it's like doctors and pharmaceutical companies. Without medication, there's no doctor. But we are just prescribers. So I started learning with that in my mind. So I knew that I'm the person who can make that change. If I want to improve people's lives, I'm the manufacturer, not my sister, not the dentist. So every time I was doing anything, I keep in mind, how can I improve? How can I reach out directly to consumers? Because my understanding, it was clear that without breaking these gaps, there is no way to really improve people's lives without the agreement, the consent of dentists. Well, in reality, I'm the manufacturer, you see? So I said to myself, I have to find a way to be able to bring my knowledge, my skills directly to consumer. And when I was preparing my master in France, the topic, you know, I said, oh, I'm going to do like maybe a combined prosthetics with bridges, implants, all this. And I said, well, I can do that. It's not a big challenge to me. And I said to myself, let's find something that would challenge me. What was it? The regulatory aspect, the laws, the rules behind in the dental industry. And my professor, he was like, oh, my God, what is this? He said, well, yes, it's really challenging. And he asked me, why do you want to do this? I told him, because I want to see. I want to understand why I can't sell my dental product directly to consumers. There is something to do with the laws. And this is how it was clear that the only thing that prevents me, the dental manufacturer, to sell my product, which is the result of my skill set, to sell directly to consumers, was the impression, the dental impression. This is how everything starts. Okay, I need to find a way to get these dental impressions without asking the dentist to do it for me, you see. And so my first patent was a dental impression tray, you know, which is adjustable. And I got the award for that, you know, from France with back then former Lanvin Innovation, which was the government innovation agency. And they said, wow, this is the first time we have a single person who handled a patent from A to Z, you see. So I got that award, and it was just halfway. It was just the impression tray. And from that impression tray, I moved forward with my second patent, which is the kit for the impression that allows to make all types of dental devices. And this is what today helped me to be able to make the dental wig directly to people without asking a dentist to get the impression.
Wow, you are such a visionary, lady. You are such an entrepreneur. You are such a person that has that big picture. Not a lot of people can do and can say what you're doing right now. It's incredible. How long was it that this patent got actually approved in France?
So the first patent was in France back in 2003, I believe so. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a black female, and out in France, I was suffering for prejudice, racism. Believe me, it's what it is. I tried to hide it, but that wasn't, even though I was married to a Caucasian. And then my patent lawyer, he told me, you know what, just move to America. It's a place where you can do many things without, you have prejudice, but you have regulations, laws that protect you. And so I moved to the United States, and I hired a patent lawyer here in the U.S. while I'm still in Paris. And then I moved forward later. My patent, it took like 5 to 6 years with the U.S. Patent Office to get my patent published. And that was back in 2011. And since then, I have been dealing with the FDA, so my product is FDA approved. And also, you know, English is my fourth language. And America, you know, it's a new culture for me. So I needed, I found out that I have to work to improve all my weaknesses, which is the language, understanding the culture, why we have so many successful entrepreneurs here in the United States. So I went back to college. I took English classes, leadership classes, business and communication classes, public speaking classes, to really improve all my foundation, so I can go out now with kind of American knowledge, you know, because when you move here as a foreign people, you have your mentality, which is great, but however, it's not American's mentality. So I've been working hard to really make sure that my vision aligns with the way Americans see visions, visualize things. And I think right now I'm on the right path.
Oh, wow. Yes, you are definitely in the right path. I repeat, you are such a visionary. You're such a go-getter. I am so inspired by you right now. If you guys are just tuning in, or everyone, I know it is close to the holidays. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and I know you guys are busy, but this show is recorded. So if you just tune in, or if you're going to be turning in tomorrow, if you don't get inspired by this, I don't know what would inspire. I am so inspired right now by you, Liddy, and it's so incredible. It took you 5 years. You had to move to another country. There's so many no golden nuggets here. I don't even know where to start. And the name of the product that you are already working on, and for the listeners' sake, I want them to go get a look, see the before and after, see what have done for other people. The cost, which is a fraction of what would cost you into a regular place. So can you share, Liddy, with us the name of product again?
Yeah, exactly. So the product name is Dental Wig, you know, like hair wig, W-I-G. And we all know how with the wig makes us look pretty, right? And that was exactly what the idea was, find a name that just reminds people how important it is to look beautiful. So the Dental Wig is the name of my dental product.
And we
can
find
the company is My Dental Wig, yeah.
Awesome. So we'll have those links, everyone, on my social media, Facebook/LizzyTRadio, and we'll have it on Instagram, we'll have it on Twitter, we'll have it everywhere, and we'll have all those links for you to be able to connect with Liddy, My Dental Wig. So for people that are watching or listening right now, and they're wondering how it works, how do I get access, what is the easiest way to connect with you once they log into your website?
So on the website, there is always this page at the bottom where you can, a contact page, send a message with from Lizzie T Show, you know, so I'll know that it coming from this show, and send an email at info@mydentalweek.com, or you can follow me, send me a message on Twitter at Lady LeVault, or on LinkedIn. I'm also very active on LinkedIn at Lady LeVault. Yeah, there are many ways to contact our Facebook page, right? Or Lady LeVault on Facebook, or My Dental Week on Facebook. All these social media platforms on Instagram. We are very active on all social media platforms. And the same name, Lady LeVault or My Dental Week.
Wonderful. So, Lady, for somebody who will see your website, which I've been on it right now, and I've seen the before and after, those are amazing transformations, by the way. Just out of this world. They look very professional. The teeth, they look very natural, very, you know, they're like they're people's own teeth. How do they, obviously, some of those people are not from the United States, or some people are. For somebody who is here in Canada, for example, how are they able to have your product?
Right now we're planning to launch the licensing, you know, nationwide and even worldwide. But if you look closely on our testimonial page, there is one guy, Dave, who came from Vancouver. He saw the ad on Facebook. He contacted us, and you can read his testimonial. So he got his dental wig down here in Los Angeles. He flew from Vancouver, and with the cost of his flight plus staying at Airbnb beachside here in the area, it cost him less than what he's supposed to pay in Vancouver. So if even right now, if you are in Canada, just text me or send a message that we will help you find a place with Airbnb and get your teeth done without any problem. And on top of that, because we come to you, we go to people's house. So wherever you are here in the area, we'll come there, get the impression, go back, make everything, come, deliver, and adjust everything. It takes like between 5 to 7 business days. Yeah.
That's pretty fast. That's incredibly fast compared to what you would pay on a regular place here in a regular dental office and the procedures, and it's crazy. I mean, even for being Canada and United States as a first world country, we're still pretty behind, because I do compare some of this with some places in South America, which the cost is a lot less. But it's still, I mean, you don't want to fly all the way to South America to have your dentures done, where we can go to. You're in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, exactly. While you're enjoying LA with
right.
So, Hollywood, Santa Monica, all this, yeah.
It's pretty close for us Canadian to have that, to cross the border to have this done, especially if it will improve not only your self-esteem, but also your health. And this is one
your
of the
health.
Things that I wanted. This is one of the things that I really, really, really want to touch on right now, Lady. You have a book. The book is incredible. It's on Amazon, everyone. But you talk about how the losing teeth, it affects your memory. I was flabbergasted when I read that. What is the correlation? What is the association between losing teeth and losing memory?
So basically, there are really two correlations. The first one is about losing teeth and losing chewing. Because when you don't have teeth, you don't chew. And chewing by itself, you know, helps you, the blood flow in the body. That is the basic chewing process. And now the second connection with the memory loss, it's about, you know, when I say the teeth are not close to your brain by accident. No, it's not by accident. I mean, it's a long thing to explain, you know, like just in a few minutes. Because when you have all the teeth, and that this is a result from studies, Karolinsky studies in university in Europe and also in Japan, they came out with those studies that chewing loss and missing teeth are linked to memory loss. Why? Because they are directly connected to the brain. How the teeth, healthy teeth, help memory, it's incredible. I mean, I don't know if we have enough time to dig in, or if not, just buy the book and read that chapter in the book. It's very short, very condensed, and explaining exact. It just makes sense.
Right, right. Well, you know what? You know what, Lily? I am so curious about continuing this, and you're absolutely right. I wish we could have just a whole hour just with you. We need to invite you back because we need to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, half an hour has just gone by so quickly here at the Liz Zatiti Show. This is one of my favorite subjects when it comes to health, when it comes to helping people, when it comes down to sharing this information with the world. I am very, very passionate, as much passionate, I think a little bit less. You're more passionate than me. You won. As you are, you know, helping this beautiful world that our God has created. So absolutely. But about the book, I don't want to forget for you to share the name of the book for the listeners that are listening to us right now, or for the listeners that will be listening to the show later on because it is recorded. So where can people find this amazing book, and what is the name of the book?
So the book is available on Amazon. It's a book in color. The title is If Teeth Loss and Chewing Loss Lead to Memory Loss, What About Root Canal? That's it. People don't think about the impact of root canal in the memory loss. It's a long story, and I'm personally against root canal. Now, Dennis, I said, okay, let's go with implants. Root canal is not good because they have implants. But we knew from the beginning that root canal is not good. It's not a good option because it keeps the bacteria in the system, in the body. That's the problem with the root canal. And thinking that a root canal would clean up all the roots that lie.
It's
so
interesting that you say that.
If I have one advice in a few seconds, please make sure you take away all your bad teeth from your mouth. Take them away. If you don't have money to get them replaced, at least get them out of your body so that your body is safe from bacteria.
It's interesting that you say that, Liddy, because I personally had about three root canals, and one of them came back infected again, and so he had to do a second root canal on the root canal he already had done. And one of the things that I used to suffer a lot, it was migraines, jaw pain, and there's every time I took an X-ray, I could see there was an inflammation around. And every once in a while, the inflammation, this has been going on for 5 years now, the inflammation comes back. And I'm back to antibiotics, and it goes away, and then it comes back. And I said to my dentist, you know what? I'm done. Got to take this tooth out because it's not working. And it's good thing is really in the back. That's the only tooth that I'm missing. And I figured, you know what, there is no reason for me to keep going and taking all this drugs. I hate drugs. So it makes a lot of sense what you're saying.
It's not just about the drug. It's that when you reach the drug, the damage is already done with the from the bacteria. You see what the point is? So it's 5 years or 10 years of having these bacteria getting into your brain, and your brain is healthy. Ooh, and they're very happy to eat your brain. And later on, and the study shows that, in fact, the memory loss is really a process of 10 to 15 years before. And when you look closely, it has it's really related to how people handle their bad teeth. Crucial. Very crucial. And when you have your denture, wear them and chew, eat with it. So you really keep maintaining the blood flow between your mouth and your brain.
Absolutely. It makes so much sense. Wow. I wish I could keep going on, because this conversation, Ludi, is definitely not. And you have my promise that in 2020, we are going to come back. We're going to be outlining more subjects, definitely about memory loss, definitely about dental wig for people to get more information, and definitely about root canal. This is such an important subject. And I'm not as passionate as I said you are, but I'm becoming very passionate as we talk, because we all go through this in our lives and we take it for granted. We think that this is not such a big deal, but look at how many people in Canada and the States are suffering from dementia, from Alzheimer's, from memory loss, and it makes so much sense. I mean, there's a lot of contributors, but I can guarantee this is probably, and this is one of them. So this is awesome. Ludi, thank you so much for coming in. I'm so sorry to cut you off. I wish I could continue on, but for people that want to reach you, again, your website, can you share with the audience?
Yeah, my business website is mydentalwig.com or lebelvarsi.com, and on Facebook, and obviously Twitter and LinkedIn, all these social media platforms.
Beautiful. I will have all those links linked to my social media, and I'll be right back, everyone. Just 1 second, Ludi. And thank you so much, Ludi. That was so informative. I knew it was going to be a special show today, but I had no idea how deep the rabbit hole was going to go. The root canal rabbit hole is going to go. It's incredible. I am as much as curious as you are right now, and hopefully this will give you a little bit of a hint to continue watching the show. We will bring her back for sure in January, and we will have questions. Hopefully you can email us or leave your questions on social media, and we'll have hopefully callers. I know it's close to Christmas and you probably are still out shopping, and we will have her back, not to worry. We will continue on with our musical section. I'm so sorry. I am only given 20 minutes right now, probably a little less than that, because of beautiful Ludi. It has a subject that I could not come and stop her. We have right now Mr. Will P with the song Motivated. If you would like to send your MP3, we would love to play your song today, or we're looking at January 2020. It's crazy. Will P, enjoy it, everyone.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it, I go so hard when I grind, ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find, and I'm so motivated.
I don't see no red light, or no stop.
what you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough, I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. Showing I was made for this. Since a kid I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. If you really feel how I feel, it's the B.A.D. been in the field. I'm facing bullets that were killed.
I don't
but
see
I
no red light.
And that, everyone, was Tide Waters with the song Everything I Want for Christmas. That's a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Tide Waters. We had him on the show in the beginning of the year, and I thought this is a perfect song to play for the holiday season. Next up is Michael Coleman Jr. with the song Flow.
Reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. Oh, my wrist is looking rocky. Reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really choppy. My money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when. Barely even had a plan of action. My finger was missing the back end. Think of my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels. Now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it. But as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When this ain't no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
And that was Park Road, a producer, and with amazing musicians, and the song is called Jawar. And we got one more song, and this song was sent to us a couple of years ago, and it's one of my favorite songs at all. Her name is Shania Miranda. And I heard the song is Call Higher. Perfect for the holiday season. Beautiful gospel.
Yeah. I see a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher. In city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary. Temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. you gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Kaya Miranda, everyone. And this is it for today. We will be back to, on next week, everyone, because it is one of the latest show for the year. Thank you so much. I want to thank especially to our guest, Liddy, for an amazing interview, and I would like to thank every single one of you to have an amazing Christmas and a wonderful and prosperous 2020. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show.